Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bassline that does more than just sound heavy in Ableton Live 12. We're building one that actually works in a real D&B arrangement. That means it needs to hit hard, leave space for the breakbeat, and still make sense to a DJ mixing in and out of the tune. If you've ever made a bass loop that sounded massive for 8 bars, but then felt repetitive or awkward once you tried to arrange the track, this lesson is for you. In jungle and old school D&B, the bass line is part of the track structure, not just its sound. It has to support the groove, create tension, and help define each section of the tune. We're aiming for that classic old-school jungle energy, but with clean low-end control and a modern Ableton workflow. So think subby, rolling, a little grimy, and very intentional. First, set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old-school jungle and early D&B vibes. Anything in the 170 to 174 range will work, but 172 gives you that nice balance of urgency and space. Before you write a single note, think in sections, in arrangement view, or even by using locators, sketch out a simple structure. For example, 8 bars of intro, then a 16-bar drop, then a switch up, then another drop, then a breakdown, and finally an outro. This matters because D&B is a phrase-based style. DJs love clean 8-bar and 16-bar blocks, and your bass line should support that. Now let's build the bass in layers. The first layer is the sub. Keep this one super clean. Load something simple like operator or wave-eatable, and use a sine wave. No unison. No stereo widening. No extra movement. Just a solid mono low end. A good starting point is a very short attack, a short release, and notes that are not too long. The sub should feel restrained and controlled. You don't need a fancy pattern yet. In fact, the simpler the better at this stage. Start with just a few root notes across 2 bars. Maybe hit on beat 1, then answer on the offbeat later in the bar, then leave a little space. That space is important. It gives the breakbeat room to breathe. If the sub is busy, the drums should be simpler. If the drums are highly chopped, the sub should be more intentional and sparse. That push and pull is what makes the groove feel alive. Once the sub is solid, add your mid-bass layer. This is where the character comes in. Use wave-eatable, analog, or operator and create a restyle sound. Try to saw waves slightly detuned, with a low-pass filter and a bit of resonance. Keep the unison light. You want width and movement, not a giant smeared wall of sound. After the synth, add saturator for some harmonics. Just a little drive, enough to thicken the sound and give it attitude. Then try auto-filter for subtle movement. You can use a slow LFO or a simple manual automation move later. The mid-bass should sit above the sub and add grit, motion, and personality. Now write the actual bass riff. This is where the lesson really comes together. In old-school jungle and early D&B, the bass often works best when it interacts with the breakbeat instead of fighting it. Think of it like call and response. The drums speak, then the bass answers. Start with a 2-bar motif. Keep it simple and readable. Maybe the bass hits on beat 1, then another note on the offbeat, then a rest, then an answer note. Don't try to fill every gap. The groove comes from placement, not from sheer note count. A really strong D&B bassline often uses short notes, rests, syncopation, and repeat plus variation. That's the formula. If your breakbeat is busy, don't put bass notes directly on every drum hit. Place them around the drums so the rhythm feels interlocked. A bass note on the end of 1, or on beat 2, or on the end of 3, can be way more effective than just hitting everything on the grid. Now duplicate that idea into a longer phrase. Build it into a 16-bar structure, but do not just loop the same 2 bars 4 times. That's the trap. Instead, create a mini arrangement inside the bass line itself. For the first 4 bars, use the main motif. In bars 5 through 8, keep the idea but change one note or leave one extra rest. In bars 9 through 12, maybe make the rhythm slightly denser or raise one note for tension. Then in bars 13 through 16, build toward a little release, maybe with a pickup note or a short silence before the phrase repeats. This is what makes the bassline DJ friendly. The listener can hear the structure without needing some huge obvious change. It still feels like one strong idea, but it evolves naturally. A great trick here is to use note length and velocity as much as pitch. Sometimes just shortening a note or lowering the velocity on one hit is enough to make the phrase feel different. In this style, subtlety often reads as more authentic than overcomplication. Next, group your bass layers together so you can manage them as one system. Put the sub and the reese into a bass group. On the group, use EQ to clean up any mud, but be careful not to high-pass the sub. Let the sub own the lowest octave. Let the kick handle the transient punch. Let the mid-bass handle the attitude. If the bass gets boxy, cut a little around the low mids. If the reese gets harsh, tame some of the upper mids. And if things start feeling too wide or unfocused, check the whole bass in mono. In DNB, the low end has to stay solid when some down. Now let's make it evolve over time. This is where automation turns a loop into an arrangement. You can automate auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, reverb sends on select bass tails, or the volume of the mid layer. For example, start the intro with the mid bass filtered low, then slowly open it up over 8 bars. That creates anticipation without giving away the full drop too early. Another useful move is to briefly pull the bass back right before a drop. You can reduce the bass volume or cut the filter for a beat or two, then slam it back in on the downbeat. That little vacuum can make the return feel huge. You can also automate a small increase in saturation during the last 4 bars of a section, just enough to add pressure, not so much that the bass becomes fuzzy and unreadable. We want weight, not chaos. If you want a more authentic old-school jungle feel, try resampling. Freeze and flatten the mid-bass, or consolidate the phrase into audio. Then make tiny edits by cutting the audio and adding microfades. Even subtle imperfections can make the part feel more human and more record-like. This is a great place to add a little grime. A tiny pitch dip on one note, a one-bar fill at the end of a phrase, a short reversed swell into a new section, or a moment of silence before the drop can all make the arrangement feel more alive. Now think about the intro and outro like a DJ would. A good intro usually teases the bass instead of revealing the full thing immediately. You might start with drums, atmosphere, and filtered bass hints. Save the full sub for the drop. Then in the outro, strip the track back in stages. Remove the mid-bass first. Leave a simpler sub or drum pattern for a few bars. Then thin out the percussion and leave enough room for the next track to mix in. That's what makes a tune useful in a set. This is one of the biggest ideas in the lesson. The bass line has two jobs. It has to groove with the break, and it has to define the section. If your 16-bar loop feels good, but bar 9 doesn't say anything new, the arrangement probably needs a stronger phrase change. You don't always need new sounds. Sometimes you just need a different rhythmic emphasis, one missing hit, or a single octave shift. If the part starts feeling too crowded, don't immediately remove a bunch of notes. First try shortening note lengths, shifting one hit a little later, muting one answer phrase, or lowering the velocity on the busier bars. Small changes often solve the problem without losing the identity of the riff. A good DNB bassline usually gives the listener the idea quickly. It's front-loaded. You understand it fast. Then the arrangement evolves around that idea. That's how you keep it memorable without making it cluttered. So here's the goal for this lesson. Build one strong 2-bar motif, shape it into a 16-bar phrase, layer a clean mono sub under a moving mid-bass, and then arrange it into sections that a DJ can actually mix. Make the intro tease, make the drop speak clearly, and make the outro leave room for the next tune. If you want to push it further, try one of the varination techniques from the lesson. Swap the strongest hit to a different beat in the second 8 bars. Raise one answer note by an octave. Add a ghost note very quietly under the main hit. Or mute the bass for half a bar before a return so the next note lands even harder. By the end of this exercise, you should have a bassline that feels like it belongs in a real jungle or old-school DNB track, not just a loop demo. Clean sub, moving mid-layer, clear phrasing, and enough structure to make the whole tune mixable and exciting. All right, let's get into it. Lock the tempo, sketch the arrangement, and start with that sub. Build from the foundation and let the groove do the talking.